we've had a situation here where they're using Air Street. Now, for anybody that knows Air Street, it's quite a narrow street. Even if two cars are approaching each other together, one has to pull in and move out of the way and all of this kind of stuff. But I've had quite a number of constituents calling me in relation to them having to reverse back down the street in order to let a bus go down. And honestly, it's not good enough because they have other designated routes. The other designated routes are to go kind of down the back of Dunstores, down Military Road and down onto a Garvin Road and out that way. Mm. Now, when we had roadworks down that way, we kind of understood somewhat, but then they were supposed to be using Main Street for their dead run. It's just not safe. You have a situation where, like, Air Street in and of itself needs quite a bit of work in relation to lighting and footpaths and all of these kind of things. So to have a bus careening down it, that makes it sound like they're not driving safely. A lot of them are driving as safely as they can. The reality is the road they're driving down is not a safe route for them to be driving down. Now, I've been in contact with the operations managers of Go Ahead, and they completely agree that it's not safe, that they shouldn't be using it. They've raised it with their drivers a number of times, which is great, but that doesn't seem to have worked. That's the issue here.
Yeah, well, that was the point that I was going to make, Chris, is that this is not something that's just happened overnight. I know you've raised it before. People in the Newbridge area have contacted us about it because it is, ultimately, it's a danger. It's a health hazard, not only for pedestrians, but as you said, you can't fit two cars. You can barely fit two cars who come head-to-head on Air Street. So it is a health hazard.
Yeah, and that's where the issue is. It's not, I'm not giving out for the sake of giving out, as I've been accused of before. simply put, it is not safe. Like, the footpaths on Air Street are quite narrow. You have people walking out from behind cars and behind vans, and if the bus is coming down at any kind of speed, somebody could walk out in front of it without realizing. Like, we have people with visual impairments, all of these kind of things, and there's a reason why buses are not supposed to use narrow routes. Because they don't have the same braking standards as cars or tractors. Oh, not tractors. God, I really hope nobody tries bringing a tractor down Air Street.
Yeah, but Chris, is there a logical reason as to why they're using Air Street? Like, what is the benefit of the buses going down Air Street?
There is no logical reason. It's laziness, pure and simple, as far as I'd be concerned. Like I said, I've spoken to both of the operations managers, and they have said that their drivers have been told another route. So, and that other route, like I said, again, it's down kind of Military Road and the Garvin Road, kind of around the back of Tesco's, the back of Whitewater, that kind of way. Mm. So, they have a route. When we had roadworks, maybe we would have forgiven it somewhat, and but they were supposed to be using Main Street in that regard. But there is no logical reason to go down Air Street, and to be honest, it makes no sense. Like, surely these drivers must be coming across cars coming towards them and realizing that these cars have to reverse to get out of the way.
Well, that is the point as well, is that, it's not of benefit to them, because I'm sure it's just as hard for them to drive down Air Street as it is for pedestrians and cars meeting them coming the other way. Very quickly, Chris, what happens from here? You've been in contact with Go Ahead. They say that they're going to talk to their drivers. Is there anything else that can be done?
Yeah, so there's a few other routes that can be kind of taken on board. Like, I tend to prefer to try and work to a solution without kind of going for the KCC route, where they have to remind the NTA or they have to remind TFI that it's in breach of their contract, because that road is not supposed to be used. So I'm trying to work with the Go Ahead group to ensure that we come to some sort of a proper resolution. Like, the reality is that the only resolution is they stop using their both roads to use, and those are the ones they should be using for their dead runs. Now, Go Ahead seem to be quite receptive of it. I know it's been raised a couple of times. But again, like, with, I suppose, again, this is the issue with the pandemic. You have people who, for them, their job is to check up on all of this kind of stuff. And with the pandemic, they're not travelling as much as they normally would have.
Yeah.
So they're not kind of getting on buses as inspectors to ensure the drivers are following the routes that they're given. But like I said, I'll work with Go Ahead first. If I don't work, if working with Go Ahead doesn't work, then like I mean, it will be the it will result in me bringing a motion to KCC in relation to the banning of the use of Airstreet. And like, it shouldn't require a ban.
Yeah,
like the contracted like. The contracts are there for a reason. The dead runs are there for a reason. All of these things use proper traffic management protocol to identify the routes that they're supposed to take for a reason. And I can't see any legitimate reason to use Airstreet as a dead run.
Okay, we just got a text in as well from a listener saying that they also come down College Park as well, and that's quite dangerous. He's rang them, but no one ever gets back to him either, so we'll check that one out. But in the meantime, Councillor Chris Pender, Social Democrats Councillor on the Kildare Newbridge MD, we'll keep an eye on that one. But many thanks for joining us this morning, Chris.